At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage promo going right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you'll get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in beautiful Northeast Nebraska.
It is beautiful.
Round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462 for this opportunity. Pinnacle Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gans, the banker of the people, was out yesterday.
Glad you brought him up.
Yes. And that jacket that he had on. And Sip noticed right away that it had elbow patches.
It did. It had patches.
It was a great look.
He said he got it from Sears.
Yes, he was being facetious.
Was he?
Yes, he was. Thank you for stopping on, because that's just the people. He stops by. Morrow stops by with the orange shoes. They've seen Morrow with the orange shoes
yesterday. It's okay. He was busy.
What is Gans' role at the bank?
He's the vice president.
Vice president. Yes. He does a good job of being a vice president.
Yeah, mortgages. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
He's in mortgages, but vice president of mortgage.
There's a lot of departments, a lot of places,
you know, vice presidents you can be in at Pinnacle Bank.
He follows the rules that she and Daddy invented of FDIC.
He does. He respects those for sure.
He checks in with Shin Daddy still quite often.
If
there's some sort of a scuttlebutt about FDIC, he reaches out to Steve, because Steve has all the bylaws, the original bylaws, in his folder.
Do they know each other?
Yes, very well.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Before we get to baseball, I had a situation occur yesterday we've not addressed in the show. I need you guys' help with this.
Okay. The eyes went up and went to the hamster.
So as you know, we had. We were from 6-1 at Cedars. We were at Matt Talbot from 1-7 yesterday. Nate Lenzer, the very popular, very, very good assistant basketball coach for Fred Hoiberg in men's basketball.
Defensive-minded.
Stopped by Matt Talbot between 2:30 and 3 yesterday. I was there, and I had never met him personally. I go shake his hand. He's like, oh, I know you. I said, oh. I saw you at Northwestern. I said, did I do something bad? You guys know I went to Chicago.
Were you in trouble with Lenzer for going to Northwestern?
He said with a smirk, hey, we know what you did at Northwestern. I'm thinking back, what did I do at the game?
What did you do?
I don't think I did anything. I had the juvenile jacket on at the game.
I was courtside
like in pregame because no one's stopping you at Northwestern from watching the action. I was there for, I don't know, 5 minutes, and then went to my seats. But the way he said that, it sounded like, oh, we know you, Jake. I saw you at the Northwestern game. I had to think about, did I do something stupid, or is he just saying he probably saw me in the jacket there?
Was it two separate thoughts? Oh, I know you.
The way he said it was like, it was almost like, I saw you at the Northwestern game, and like, it was almost like you did something wrong there.
Was Jake acting out?
Jake does act out sometimes. I don't believe he was at Northwestern at that time.
I can assure you I was acting properly at that game.
That was an early game, wasn't it?
Was it a noon game, or was it, I believe, a 3?
Oh, was
1 or 3 p.m.?
I think it's like 1.
Might have been 1 p.m. at Evanston that day. I don't recall.
So Jake acted out, and the assistant coaches are upset with
Nate Lenzer said he saw me. Uh-huh. I saw you at Northwestern.
Did you further... the conversation?
No, then he had to go on the air. So I'm left in this moment like, okay, now what's he saying with that? And I shook his hand on the way out. He didn't address it again. He says, good to see you.
Okay.
Out of here.
Okay, interesting.
So I'm thinking that did he just see me there by the court, or did I do something dumb?
I wonder.
That I don't remember doing. I had one beer at that game.
Jason.
One.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't recall.
I wish you would have delved into that. Did you say anything about your malpractice?
If you're listening, Nate, can you chime in 464-5685? Yes. Was there
Did you see me do anything
Nate,
dumb?
If you're listening.
I think he's a listener, Coach Lenzer.
I wonder if he's confusing you with somebody.
No, I think I was at that game.
I know, and hardly anybody looks like
you. I'll text Fred.
Yeah, and say, hey, what happened with Jake?
There was
a
run-in yesterday at a fundraiser.
Coach Lenzer says he saw Jake in some capacity.
I'll talk to Fred.
Northwestern. See what happened there.
Shoot him a text. I wonder what that's all about.
I was thrown off by that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So
it's interesting that they noticed you.
But the jacket is it stands out, as you know.
It's not going to stir that much.
In albino and in a juvenile jacket,
it's not going to stand
out
up
in an arena.
They won't. I would not think he'd mix you up with anybody.
No, he knew Jake. He knew who he was.
I think I saw Jake. Has never been said. That's never
you
been
either
said.
Either did or you did.
Yeah, there's no like. Is that Jake? No, you know right away.
All right, thanks. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We do have. I looked at the forecast a second ago. I think we'll be clear for baseball today. I'm seeing rain through about 11 o'clock, and then according to the radar and the forecast, the rain should be done, knock on wood, for the rest of the day. So we should have baseball at 3. Nebraska will play South Dakota State in the first game of the Lincoln Regional at 3, followed by Arizona State Ole Miss, the night game, around 7:30 or
ESPN's
so.
Top broadcast team in town, that's Carl Ravitch.
I did not know that.
Carl Ravitch.
Whoa, I did not know Ravitch is here.
Ravitch and Kyle Peterson are in town.
Your guy.
Yeah. I know Kyle very well. I love him. 8,205 tickets sold. That will challenge the attendance record. We don't know exactly what it is because Bombeck
has this sworn secrecy. I wonder if Bombeck kept the number. If he still, that'd be, if he's
the 05 number.
If he still had that written framed that somewhere. And Butch Hugg said to silence it.
Tell nobody
this.
This is from Evan Bland's story. This is a good way to think about the significance of this. Only 5% of the college baseball teams are alive right now. Hosting. 5% of teams are hosting. So Nebraska's a 5%er. That's pretty good. I've never been a 5%er in anything.
No, well, hang on. You were a writer of the year.
Yeah,
that's top percent.
Don't play that. Don't play that hard on me.
I'm putting that one down right away.
He's the journalist of the year. I've never been the top 5% of anything.
All right, 5%.
We're not falling for that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, big. This is big for Nebraska. Now, I haven't done this since 08.
They did announce they're going to have Carson Yasa, the ace, on the mound today, which it was greeted with some questions. Now, again, you want to, as you said yesterday, Bill, you want to stay on the winner's side of the bracket. He gives you the best chance as your ace of winning today. Now, it is, on paper, the worst opponent you're going to have of Ole Miss, Arizona State, and South Dakota State, but you want to be in the winner's bracket. His pitching gives you the best chance of doing so.
Well, Harvell was on, Lance.
Yes, Lance Harvell.
He was on with us. And he addressed it. It's not just that. He's your Friday guy. Yas is your Friday guy. Yeah, I mean that you don't want to change up everybody's routine.
Sure,
and that was part of the reason that
my
Harvell
simple
identified.
Baseball mind right didn't even question it.
Mm-mm.
Didn't even think about it whatsoever.
No, I thought it'd be Yasa.
Yeah, didn't cross my mind at all. I'm like, just get the win.
Yeah,
get
you don't
win.
Mess around with this stuff, in my opinion.
And for also when there's just many teams left, don't think for a second that you can't lose this game.
100%.
I mean, if it's like, well, it's South Dakota State. Yeah.
I've never liked the message it sends. Harvell didn't say that. Agreed.
Yeah,
but I've always said that. I don't like sending that message to my team or their team for that matter.
Who's pitching? They're going to pitch their center fielder. But damn, he hadn't thrown all year.
They're saving up for when they play the good teams.
The good teams, yeah.
I don't think you're sending your guys a good message either. That's how I've always thought of it. No, that South Dakota State, you'll beat them 5-4 this year. I mean, that was the score.
In a midweek game, yeah.
I'm
100% on board with that. Just imagine this one. Pitch Yasa, win the game. Okay. Somebody can always come back and go, I don't know. I probably should have saved him. Pitch somebody else and lose the game.
Yeah.
And just try that one. Have that, because I'm telling you, would you be on, would you question Will? Someone might say, maybe they should have saved him. I don't know. The bats were hot, but whatever. But you pitch somebody else and you lose that game.
Oh, he's getting questioned.
Yeah, you're getting
questioned. You've got questions for the rest of your life.
Yep.
I mean,
the last time he was pitching at Haymarket Park, he went into the seventh inning against Iowa, an impressive shutout win over Iowa, the Friday night game of the sweep of the Hawkeyes. Yeah. Again, 23-1 record at home Nebraska had this year. It'll be an incredible crowd today. I think the rain should be clear by 3 o'clock based on my meteorology that I'm seeing here on the phone.
Okay.
But I cannot wait to see what that environment looks like.
You will be in the Diamond View Lounge, Jake. The press box.
The Diamond View Lounge.
I'm going to try to roam around.
Okay.
I get it. If I'm in the press box, I don't know if that's the best picture for me to cover the game properly. I like to move around.
The press box will have event staff in it, like Keith Mann. But the Diamond View Lounge is adjacent to it. You'll probably stop up there and get like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll stop there. I'm going to be a roaming reporter. I want to talk to the fans.
Will you see Holly?
Holly Adam.
Yeah, you think you'll see Holly?
Adam or Adams?
Adam.
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 Yes. As soon as you get there, Jake, I would ask for her because it'll make your whole life better.
Okay, ask for Holly?
Ask for Holly because she'll have some information for you. It'll be very calming. And I bet Holly knows that number, too.
I think of her as the female Keith Mann.
Okay, yes. That's good to know.
Just an incredible, probably should, whatever, Dannon, if you're listening, and we know people are listening that you could get to Dannon, Holly Adam needs to get a raise immediately.
Immediate raise.
Why? Like this afternoon. Because
she works hard.
She's been there forever. And again, it's like Holly Adam is from Verdigris. That is what who Holly Adam is. She would have been.
Oh yeah, Bill's Thrills.
Yeah, she would have hemmed the pants.
She would have hemmed the pants and put them in a nice presentation
and sent eggs home with you.
36
36 farm fresh eggs sent home that day. That's who Holly is.
Yep.
So Jake, seek that.
Okay, I'll seek
kind
out
of who
Holly.
Keith is.
What's that?
That's kind of who Keith is.
Yeah,
Keith was playing golf yesterday. Scorned me. Okay.
What did he scorn you for?
He was playing golf. You go. What do you need? I'm playing golf. I got nothing. Just want to talk to a friend.
I
just want to say hi, man. Well, try talk that. To you never.
Sorry.
Sorry for bothering you, Keith.
It's tan.
Anyway, it's going to be, it'll be hopping out there, right?
Yes.
Around that stadium.
Just heard someone say that the tailgates were set up at 6 a.m. Derek says people will be parking as early as 10 a.m. for the 3 p.m. ball game. So 5 hours of baseball tailgating.
This is big for Will. I mean, maybe it's the start of something really big, like, you know, maybe we're going to have a 4 or 5 year run here where Nebraska's in contention for Supers and the CWS. They go, you know, I don't know if you guys know this. Sean talks about this stuff all the time. Nebraska has scholarships for half their players right now. By 2028, it goes to everyone. Everyone will be funded. So Nebraska, and they're getting a $5 million clubhouse, by the way. The construction is going to start, I think, pretty soon. $5 million clubhouse. There's going to be some expectations attached to all of that, you know, but it looks like Will's doing it. This is the third straight regional, right? They've been to a regional three straight years.
Yep. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Hop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. Hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
Now they're hosting, and now probably the next step is get a super. I don't know if he can do that this year, but maybe.
Well, you are the one seed. You're favored to be in a super regional, not to host. I mean, the Auburn have to get upset in their regional for Nebraska to host the super here.
I think somebody else would probably have to too.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like but Derek said, there have to be some upsets for Nebraska to get a super. But anyway.
But there is a path there.
Yeah.
Unlikely, but a path.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, if they would win this, they would probably play Auburn at Auburn.
Yeah, the path's pretty simple, right? Just a bunch of upsets.
To it, yeah, for a super regional here.
For super regional, bunch
well,
of
you know,
upsets.
Get through this. Get through South Dakota State, like Bill said. Don't trip up. We've seen that here, too. We saw Manhattan.
Oh, I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah.
Good memory there.
Yeah.
It was to San Francisco that
yes,
series?
Yes, they lost to Manhattan and San Francisco, and it was a rough
day. Was that 08?
Yeah, it was 06, I think, actually. Oh. I'd have to look back for
that
sure.
That was not good. Manhattan
no,
and
it was
San
quiet.
Fran.
It was eerily quiet. It was. I'll never forget it. I was standing in that well of the visitor's dugout. It was so quiet. It was incredibly quiet in that stadium. I don't want to bring up that. That's a downer.
No, I'm trying to stay optimistic
today.
No,
I bring up the Miami series.
That was better time.
Which was you know, play for that Miami team? Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun was a fifth overall pick that year.
Ryan Braun, who has had a great MLB career with the Brewers mostly.
Yeah. You might even know that name. That team, that Miami team was sweet. Nebraska nailed. I mean, Job had 13 strikeouts in the first game. It was 3-1. Then Johnny Dorn pitched the second game. Johnny Dorn. He went 6 1/3 in the second game. That was better times.
Better times. It was glory days.
That was amazing. It was amazing.
Some people listened to the game. They went down the street, had a few drinks after they put the kids to sleep.
Oh, Bobby's been gone for 2 years now. It's fine. Yeah. We're okay.
Everybody's okay with
Bruce
that.
Says it's fine.
It's 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
What's the threshold?
Plenty of time here. Plenty of time has passed. Should be a fun
You're
day.
You're heading out there.
I'll be there. Yeah. I think I'll be at the stadium by around 2:15.
Okay.
To 2:30.
What surprises me that late?
The game's at what
the game's
time?
Game's at 3.
Yeah.
I need to be there at 1 o'clock, two hours before the game?
I was thinking more 1:30.
Okay, well, 1:30 to 2. I will enter the ballpark. I will get my credential before that.
Yeah.
So I'll leave at some point this morning, get the credential, come back here, do some work, then go back there and
do some reporting.
I'll do some reporting. With people, you know, fan of the stadium.
I look forward to Monday if I'm here. I want to hear about
not if.
When you're here. No. Don't put that on us.
You can't
get it'll be an amazing Monday. You
there's
report
no conflict.
On your trip.
You can't go tired. And then also your trip to talk about everything that went on on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like, to be old news
that'd
at that
be, that'd
point.
Be us like that'd be us like coming in on the first football weekend, but not doing a show on Monday or just do it.
What if I'm tired?
Yeah.
Just like that.
All right, I'll be here Monday.
First pitch, 3 p.m.
I'll get some Red Bull. I'll get some Red Bull.
Jake, you do breaking news.
Oh, hang on. I wasn't ready for this. Yes. Hang on 1 second. Go ahead.
We need some.
Bill has breaking news. What do you have for us, Bill?
Breaking news. It's been a 13-year quest that we've been on as a Pendragon.
Oh.
And this upcoming Pender celebration on June 26th and 27th, there will be a full carnival on Main Street.
No,
there will be a full, full carnival on Main Street.
You pulled it off?
We pulled it off. Just
how did this happen?
Made 100 phone calls. I got the call from Chapman again, talked to him, and he goes, well, try River City out of, and I'm like, well, I've called River City 15 times.
River City out of what?
What's out of St. Paul. Okay. And I go, I'll try him one more time, and I get Heath. Heath answers the phone. We're talking to Heath, and he goes, "Bedamned, we had someone cancel that had been with us for 60 years on that
60? 60.
I go, and I was driving. I pulled over just outside of North. I pulled off the road. I said, "Heath, are you telling me that you have a carnival that is available on for this year?" I said, "I've been calling for 13 years." He's like, "Yeah, we got one, and we locked it down." And they're showing up.
When's this?
The carnival. The 26th and 27th. The carnival will be on Main Street.
Of June?
There'll June. Be a street dance with it. The whole.
Oh, my God.
We're turning back the clock. The last time it was on Main Street, 1984.
A tilter wheel?
With that tilter wheel could be there. 1984 was the last time it was on Main Street, and it's back.
Wow. It is back. Now, what else? Like, what else? A Ferris wheel?
What's that? They'll be all, I don't know what all the rides are. I don't have it all nailed down. They got games. They've got funnel cakes. They've got cotton candy.
I'm not asking for a specific amount, but what? Like, is it costly?
Well, here's what Pender did, and we jumped into this together, myself and Glenn Galear. So they have one cost. He goes, first of all, he tells me the cost. Well, here's what it costs to get us there. I'm like, okay. And then what? He goes, well, that's it. Then we just make the profit and leave. And I'm like, then I thought I was on TV. I looked around. I've been pranked. I've got a number that sent me off to somebody in California, and they're pranking me.
Simple.
That simple. But then we went through this and go, you know what? That's not how we're going to do it. So we went out and we fundraised the entire event. And we're going to fundraise it for 2 years. So we have it funded for 2 years. So basically what we're doing is it's $6 a ride. That's what it takes to go on a ride, $6.
Okay.
We're doing wristbands for $10.
Nice.
All you can ride.
Nice.
$10. Oh. All you can
that's
ride.
That's a good idea.
So if you bring wristbands. You bring your kids in, it's $10 a day. But for 2 days, you can bring your kids in. Think of that cost. Just say, okay, I got two kids. I'm going to spend $40. And they can ride rides for 15 hours. That's the rides. 15 hours
you need
of
to
rides.
Promote this.
It's going to be epic. On Friday night, hear about this. Friday night, they have the carnival going. There's also a street dance on the intersection. There's a street dance going on while the rides are going on at the same time.
That'll be magic.
Kids going. They have a big feed that night for a pulled pork sandwich feed, beer garden, and this all going on in the city of Pender. The village of Pender has rallied around. So I've been going door to door to say, listen, I've went door to door in Pender and to fundraise this event. And so that way to make it better for all the kids and the parents. So someone's not going, well, if we go up there, it could cost you $400. Mm-hmm. And we don't want the rides empty. We want the rides rolling.
Yeah.
And so we're going from 4 to 7:30 Friday night and Saturday night.
Good.
And I have a question, Bill.
Yes.
Who in Columbus? Bird! I'll be there, says Bird.
Bird will be
Bird
there.
Bird is going
to
be
so
there.
So my question is please let us know. We'd like to have a lot of breakers stopping in, bringing their kids up. It's just going to be an incredible event. Also, this came up also. I've had a lot of people ask, and it's kind of funny in a way, or very interesting. People have been asking, what do I do for your mom's memorial? Mm-hmm. And so for my mom's memorial, my dad told me, my mom loved to ride rides. Mm-hmm. So for the memorial, if you want to send any sort of money to Pender alumni.
Okay.
All the money goes to this event. All this money goes to the Carnival of Dreams.
Wow.
Is what it goes to.
Wow.
Just send the money to Pender alumni. Just send it to my dad's house. And it's 1113 Reddick Avenue, Creighton, Nebraska, 68729.
Okay, hold on now.
Yeah.
You always got to do that twice because people have to go grab a pen.
Pender alumni. And then it's going to go to the Carnival. And it's 1113 Reddick Avenue, Creighton, Nebraska, 68729. So people have been asking, I've gotten a lot of texts, what can we do for your mom's memorial? And I'm like, well, what she would like is a carnival. And because she loved to ride rides.
Can you confirm how to spell Reddick, Bill?
R-E-D-I-C-K.
Okay.
Yep. R-E-D-I-C-K.
1113.
Yeah, 1113. So if the breakers, like I said, a lot of people have asked, like, Bill, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? There you go.
You can send any amount.
Yeah. Send any amount. Yes. Any amount.
And that will be fun. Thank you for that.
Your mom likes riding rides. Yeah,
and my dad rides none. My dad's queasy. Yep. Does any of the rides. He won't even really look at them because they bother him. He will not ride.
I wonder if he's got, like, unbalanced ear.
I don't know. Could be.
I would say that was significant breaking news.
Yeah.
So 13 years of efforting.
13 years.
So they haven't had a carnival.
No, the last one. They haven't had a carnival in over 40 years.
This is amazing. You pulled
and
it
you've
off.
You've been trying for 13 years.
Been trying for 13. When I was talking at the reunion 13 years ago, and I said, we have a dream. And I said, we want to get the carnival back on Main Street. And then I'd kind of given up. I said it, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago? I said, on air.
You did.
I said, there anything, anyone... And so they say, well, I've got a number for you, Bill. Yep. And the guy goes, no, we don't have anything. But if you want, try Heath again. And I'm like, well, why not? I'm just driving. So I get a hold of
Heath.
Give
him a shout.
And then miracles happen.
And yes. Wonder who canceled.
60 years they didn't roll that person or that team.
This is River City in St. Paul. Is that St. Paul, Minnesota, St. Paul, Nebraska?
St. Paul, Nebraska, just north of Grand Island. We'll be making the trip. And then also the big thing is that this is going to be so and not the word cheap, but responsible economically.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that and the way they do it is you just pay to get us there, and then we
take it
from there.
No, but we didn't do that. We said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to prepay you. So we're prepaying them. When they walk up, they're already paid, and then we're doing
That's beautiful.
And so that way people, because sometimes the rides can sit kind of empty because people don't have, they're not on there. And it's $6 a ride. Just see how that adds up pretty quick. Imagine letting your kids go and someone says, rode the octopus 19 times.
No.
Because you can.
No.
Bird's going to be
there. It's a clip joint. A lot of those places, man, I took the grandkids there one time, and it was like $400,
It's going to cost you.
Tricks.
The weekend would cost you probably $600 to $700 in rides. Instead, it's going to cost you maybe it's going to cost you $80.
That's a clip joint.
That's what Pender does. It's the Pendragons.
Pender.
Anybody else going to be here, Jake?
El Guapo says, this is awesome breaking news. I'm 4 hours from Pender in KC, and I think I want to go to this.
Yeah. This is a carnival.
I know. It sounds
How do you
fun.
Say carnival? In
Carnival.
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 Same thing. Same spelling with a tilde on the A.
A tilde.
Well, that'd be an accent. Yeah, tilde
maybe a live remote on Friday because they'll be seven.
Yes. Why can't I mean, that's probably the way I'd go.
Thursday, they come in at 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Can we do it?
Five o'clock on Thursday, they shut things down, and Main Street is shut down.
I don't like to
We got
do
a lot
much,
of breakers in Pender.
But I'd
we
go.
We can pull that off.
Yeah. Jake, seriously.
We can pull it off. We will chat about that.
Well, when would be the live remote then?
The 26th or 25th?
Friday?
25th.
No, we do it Friday. Friday because the rides will be set up because they set them up all night Thursday night. They come in. They shut down Highway 94.
June 26th is Friday.
I just can't believe we wouldn't do that.
How about the fact that we shut down everything, that they shut down a highway? And you have to maneuver if you're a semi coming from Walt Hill and you got to come through Pender, you have to maneuver.
Good luck.
You have to go through through the neighborhoods in a semi.
Really?
Because the highway is shut down. Because there's a carnival and then there's a live band.
Do you
playing.
Have to get any permission to do this?
I don't know if we've got that or not, but
ask for forgiveness.
Exactly.
We're helping
State
Pender
Patrol
out.
Might think it's kind of funny. We'll see.
Before we get to break, the three words to avoid when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked!
Don't be hacked! Call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention
99.8.
rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity for you and your business.
Nice.
Free consultation is available at AppliedConnective.com.
Will text in. He's the same age as Carson Schott, Joey, in Bombeck. They're all the same age.
They're all the same age?
All the same age. We need to get a picture of the four of them.
Yeah. But that should happen. Yeah.
Who are these guys? Joey.
Andrew.
Carson Schott.
No. You got me all jacked up here now. We got Will from Fullerton.
Oh, Will. Okay.
Carson. All right, that
Joey.
Joey.
In Bombeck.
Okay. Yes.
All 43.
Yes.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.